Can you give me an idea of the sort of issues that you're hoping that delegates who are here today will take away and learn from?
Well, it probably tackles a couple of issues. You know, particularly, you know, there's the fact about corporate manslaughter and about, you know, how would it affect business if one of their drivers caused an accident while driving at work. But it also raises the unknown, or the issue that's up for debate, which is about use of mobile phone and driving hours, and it probably puts all those into a boiling pot and tries to come out. And again, at the end of the day, it's a lot of these issues are not black and white in law. They are open to some sort of interpretation and some sort of leeway either way, so it's interesting to see where that lies.
The sort of issues that today is raising, is it sort of an issue that from your experience does arise in the industry?
I don't even think it's confined to our industry. I think, you know, across many businesses and multiple industries, you know, we're managing, it's a more mobile and a more transient workforce nowadays, and we're managing, some businesses are managing significant fleets and allowing people to work within their own time, not in their own time, but as themselves, you know, and manage their own schedules. So, you know, I think it's a cross-industry issue, really.
If I switch to yourself, Nigel, and obviously, as John has touched on there, obviously the focus here today is from the food and drink industry, but the issues that are raised aren't exclusive to that industry. They are cross-industry.
So absolutely.
What are your thoughts about, you know, from a wider perspective,
yeah,
really, about,
I think,
what's being raised?
You know, some of the key things I take from this, and I'm very keen on our role as safety professionals and how engaged we are with the business, and looking at more strategic, looking at leadership issues, how we communicate, how we talk about cultures and how we gauge and measure cultures, because I think this is just one example of a scenario, but you can apply that very much through any industry. I mean, personally, I work in the pharmaceutical industry and with a lot of sales force. So this is particular scenario is very relevant. But I think there's a big wider picture that as safety professionals, I think we need to be more engaged in the business. We need to be a lot more outward focused and not just be experts at quoting the law. And you need to do this because you're going to go to court. I think touching on this whole area of culture and how we engage, do we make business sense? Because clearly we're hearing a lot about KPIs, and that's what drives it. And if safety's not in there at a KPI, and it's not a core belief, then I think, unfortunately, these sort of scenarios are what we will continue to see, and we need that big stick will always be the motivator. Well, that's not where I believe we want to be, because, unfortunately, in this instance, we hear about this because it's a fatality. And I think I like to always personalise these things and say, you know, that could be my mum, my wife, my daughter, my sister, whatever. And I think we have a big role to play in that.
Do you think as well the way the world of work is has changed and has moved more to, you know, people doing work on the move and, you know, having mobile phones they can access their work, you know, emails on, yeah, sure, and things like that, and, you know, doing conference calls on the move. Yeah. Do you think, is it an issue that
it's
could
a challenge.
Become more challenging?
Absolutely right, absolutely right. I think we need to embrace technology. There's no doubt about that, because it will be there and it will leave us behind. But I use a silly analogy that I think when you get in your car, everybody will put their seatbelt on and they don't even realise they've done it. And I think that's culture. And I think when we can get that, then mobile phones is just another aspect. But if you culturally believe in what you're doing and the ethos is there, then why would you use a mobile phone? You wouldn't even need to think about doing it, because it's just not acceptable to the company. It does not make sense to me as a driver.